Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Jessica.
June.
So I started off
today when I saw you on the Zoom saying the fun's over. And I want to repeat, the fun is over.
You have your glasses on. Oh, now you're going to take control of this.
Yes. The fun is over.
You control freak.
This is crazy.
It's over.
The fun is over.
Why?
Because I said it is. I am overwhelmed. I'm jet lagged. I'm angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you need me to like pull the escape hatch and exit this recording at any point, like, because I almost sent you a text four times this morning saying I am not in a physical or emotional state. One of my nails broke last night.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
Look at that.
Oh, God. That's going to keep
that.
You, that's going to keep you off. Like,
I am like, this is me.
Oh, God. Oh, June.
And I just deep divers put up the nub of a nail.
Oh, God.
And it broke while I was putting luggage on a plane.
Oh,
never,
and you just sit
never
with
travel
wait.
To New York in the wintertime.
No.
Do
it's,
it.
A terrible, listen,
don't
it's a terrible place.
Do it.
February?
You won't ever be able to get out.
February was my darkest time. And you went right into the belly of the beast. But listen to me. Also, you had the entire flight to look at your broken nail. Like, that's tough. That's tough.
And I'm not sure if others, I know we've talked about broken nails before. We've talked about it, and I do want to talk to our guest about it. A very special guest is about to come out. But when I tell you, now I'm going to get this fixed at 2. So yeah. I've scheduled it so that someone is coming here, Bao, to fix my nail at 2. But, well, my nails, redo
the gentleman, the gentleman who
caller.
Was there for one of my most emotional deep dives. And you had
yes.
to stop the grinding. Yep, that's right.
Yes, and I beg you to know I did stop him.
Well, he was still there, though. He was still there. He worked
oh,
on
I wasn't
going
to send him away. Just said, can you pause or move to the toes?
Right.
I wasn't going to stop him altogether, you know?
Yeah.
Because you were having a moment.
Really,
your life moves on.
It was life or death for me, really. But anyway. Okay, so Bao's
arriving,
coming.
But Jessica, I just have to like, and our guest actually wrote a text to me and some friends the other night. After I lashed out about someone very dear to me, and I gave this person who I love and adore
yeah.
a real
lashing.
Verbal beating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes, they weren't there for it, but I went off.
Wait, now, so you texted some of the group, not the person
well,
you were pissed at.
No, she wasn't there, nor was she on this group text. But I said to our guest, I said, I want to apologize for lashing out the way that I did and taking this person downtown and saying things that I saw the looks on others' faces. They were shocked.
Yeah.
You know, they were shocked at the intensity, at the level, at the words, you know. And then our guest said to me, you had to void
your emotional bowels.
Yeah, you had to void. And I didn't really know what that meant, but it was true. Like sometimes
yeah.
Teddy Rose Robbins will say something like, it's void, of course. And or so,
yeah, right.
So
that's, I never know like, exactly huh? what that means. Yeah.
I don't know either, but I did have to void. And
yeah.
So I want to tell you, I want to tell our guest, if yeah. at any point I need to void right on off of this podcast.
You can do it. Listen, if Bao shows up early, just go. Like, it's more important to us that you get your nail fixed. Because I feel like until
I really
that gets
that.
Fixed, I don't know if you are going to be fixed.
No, I am this nail. And this nail is me.
100%. Now, listen,
you know?
June, before we get to our guest, and this is a very special edition
of our Lifelong Learners series. And I'm in the learning seat today. So, and so are you, June, but you know what?
Well, before you put me in the position of learner, can you add, like, I might not be a learner. I might have something to share.
Okay. Listen, I'm afraid of you. And so, like, I'm going to tread lightly here, okay? I'm not coming in with the bravado that I came in for the art of small talk, but this is
You should be afraid.
Okay. This is, I understand you've warned us, like, and I appreciate the warning, but it's only made me more afraid.
I don't know what the Zoom settings are. Like, I know in some Zooms, the admins can, like, take people off because they've violated community agreements. Like, if I am taken off, I will understand. You know, I will understand.
You might have to take yourself off. But this Lifelong Learner series is the art of tablescapes. And we've got our dear friend Kulap here. And I will say, June, and then I do, but I want to, before we get into it, I need to say something very serious to the deep divers. So, but I will say, like, we have the number one tablescape artist in the United States of America, and I would say also continental Europe. And so, yes, while you may have put a table together, you ain't nothing compared to Kulap.
Yeah, you're not
shit. You
have
to accept that. You got to accept
that. You're not shit.
I don't know how to do it at all. I've never put a tablescape together. Never in my life have I put even a bunch of lemons in a bowl. So, like, I'm not saying I'm coming with zero and you're coming with something, but you're not coming with everything.
Never said
so
I was.
Still in the learning seat. Okay, my friend. We are all lifelong learners.
That's fine. I just want to know when I get to teach, you know, some of my skills. But anyway.
You teach anyway, but listen, before we go on, I need to say something to the deep divers. Okay. I posted about a little girl in BB's class who unfortunately has a terminal form of brain cancer, and her family is in dire need of help. And they put a GoFundMe together, a bunch of these moms, they put together this GoFundMe, and I said, well, let me just share it, you know, on my Instagram. When I tell you that in 15 minutes, Deep Divers had raised $6,000.
Wow.
And it kept going up from there. And I was so moved, and I have continued to be moved by the kindness in our community to strangers, that people saw a need of literally, this is who they don't know these people, and they immediately donated. I couldn't believe it. I am so blown away. And so I thank you from the bottom of my heart. The family thanks you. It was so meaningful to them. And this is the kindness of strangers. And I cannot tell you how much I love you guys. That's just, you blew me away. Really.
That's amazing, Jess. And yeah. I am so thrilled to hear that. I saw Julia Louis-Dreyfus just tweeted this morning or whenever she tweeted. Yeah. And I encourage everybody to check out Jessica's page, mine, and see where you can donate anything you can.
Even right, a couple it's in
dollars
our bio.
Helps.
In our bio.
Wonderful. Now let's bring out our very special guest. Now, I don't know that she's been given the title before this podcast of, like, master tablescaper. We did try to have her on before and just focus the conversation on her some of her domestic abilities that we have learned from in the past. But I am so thrilled to welcome tablescape artist, writer, actress, podcaster, host of Add to Cart, director, mm-hmm. among other things, of her wonderful film, Origin Story, Miss Kulap Vilaysack. Welcome back.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back.
Wow. I mean, I'm happy to be here. I understand fun is over.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. We can't have fun over, period. Fun is over, period.
Period.
That is clear. That is clear. And it is so unfortunate that you lost your nail. And for you... Unfortunate for me, because it is your middle finger, and I've had to sit through minutes of my best friend giving me the finger, and I have to support her through it. And that is tough.
I need everybody to see, because it's really...
It's tough.
It's a violent cut and break.
Looks like it's even ripped. Like, I don't know.
It was bloody, you guys.
Yeah. These are tips that you have on? Like, they have to adhere the
These are my nails.
Oh, that's sad. Oof. So these are your actual nails.
So I have only on this, these two. Because something happened. And cool up, we're going to get all the way into it. But I do think this is related. Something happened where I was always chasing a longer nail, but these two would go. Okay. And I'm pointing deep divers to my two fingers on my other hand, on my right hand. And these two I'd always lose. Mm. And then the rest of the soldiers had to get in line and get shorter.
Yeah.
because of these two fuckers. And then finally, Bao said to me,
Why don't we
wrap these two?
And the fact that he can like make those two look like your other ones, that's why he's really an artist.
And did Bao have to wake you up? Were you asleep at the time?
Well, cool up. I didn't want to get into that. Okay.
You fall asleep when Bao's here?
Oh, sometimes she is supine while she's getting her nails done.
Now, listen, I know people have feelings about this, but yes, I have. Bao is coming over today and I will be actually in the first floor. Okay. In the living area. But there are many times Bao has come over at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night to do my nails. And I'd like to be in my bed.
This is okay. Who are you, Diane von Furstenberg? Like, I feel like she gets a massage every night. Did you know that?
That's my dream.
Every single night.
No, listen,
if it was possible. Yes.
I know I'm gonna get, I know some of you are all heading over to iTunes to write nasty reviews about us LA ladies and our lifestyles and this and that. And you know what? I'm not going to apologize for it. I will not, because I never claimed to be relatable. I'm not relatable. And that's fine. Yes, I get mobile manicures that come to my home and pedicures.
That's right.
And yes, if they're coming to my house, why do I have to be upright?
Well, wait, hold on. Maybe my episode of Lifelong Learners got hijacked, and June is teaching us, Jess.
She's giving us everything that she has.
Even if you're not one.
Let's do that later, okay? We've got Kulop with us. Kulop, okay. We spent way too much time on this nail. This is like so nail-centric, this episode.
We had to.
It's the elephant in the room.
I know.
Okay. But Kulop, okay. I follow a couple lifestyle gurus, including Ina Garten, on Instagram. Okay. Now, Ina doesn't post as much as I'd like. And I will tell you that Kulop fills that space for me, because starting from the holidays on, she starts to really ramp up her posts. Okay. And they're not just what she's cooking, which is always delicious, but it has everything to do with the night before, which is when you set your table.
That's right.
And let's start there. Okay.
Okay.
Because I have never set a table the night before.
Nor have I. And my mother, oh God, you know my mother sets a table. Whew, gorgeous. And she's always setting it the night before. So it's a week-long preparation. Cool, it's not just the night before. It's a week-long thing, right, Kulop?
So when I'm tablescaping, it is for special occasions. And yearly, it's going to be Thanksgiving. It's going to be Christmas. But I have tablescaped for June's sprinkle.
Yes.
For Casey's sprinkle. I like a theme.
Yes.
And I love abundance. First and foremost, I am an abundance queen.
Yes.
And that's where we start.
Yes.
Taurus sun. I am a warm blanket of a person.
That's true.
Plus drink and food.
Right.
That's me.
Right.
So, okay, because I was also at your home recently having dinner, and although there wasn't necessarily escape, it was set beautifully. I
mean, of course.
It felt like we were really there, you know? It was, I don't remember actually if there was escape to it, but it was...
There wasn't much of escape, but there was hopefully like a casual but put together feeling. There will always be a platter of sorts, a spread of sorts. You know, Jessica got me a beautiful wood board that sometimes comes out.
Yeah.
Just to give a feeling of
abundance. cornucopia. Abundance. Like you're a human cornucopia.
There's enough here spilling for all out. Of us.
Yeah.
That's right. And when we retired post-dinner to the living room, everyone got a blanket. Right, June?
Oh, yep.
And that, there's and a then basket I,
and
of
then
blankets?
I voided. And then I voided.
Oh, and that's then you voided.
Took your negative shit out on everyone. Okay.
Yep. It's wow. Everything, but Jess, it's everything. It's, you know, all
And
holes.
Now I'm wondering, actually, if it's because I felt so safe in Kulak's home and so taken care of that I actually felt I could void. I'm not just running around voiding everywhere, you know, but...
Lately, it has been my house.
It has been in your home. I've had a couple
You got to sage it after she leaves. Well, it's like what the parenting expert we had on, Michelle Kenny, says. It's like kids need to rage and tantrum. They need to get out the emotional energy that's been pent up all week. And you should not talk them out of it. They should cry and get it out. So for us as well.
Yeah. No, I lived my first life in this life was tamping down my rage and my anger. And guess what? It comes out.
Oh, and it comes out. It will come out sideways.
It will come out.
That's right.
It will find a way.
Yep.
Q. So for some of our deep divers, they might even be asking themselves right now, and they should feel shame and embarrassment around this, but they might be asking themselves, like, what is a tablescape? Like, what's a scape? You know, so can we start actually there?
Yeah.
What is a tablescape?
Well, we're putting two words together. We're putting both landscape and table. Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Is that it, Jess?
Yeah. No, I'm liking this. Yeah. I'm not laughing. Yeah. Why are you laughing at her, June? This is serious. God damn it. I'm the only one who wants to learn.
It's the landscape of a table. It is. Highways and byways of a table. Yeah.
So tell me what that means. Tell me what that means. The landscape of it all.
You know, I'm an artiste, and I'm paying attention to levels, to colors. I'm, you know,
textures.
Absolutely. I'm always concerned about textures.
Yeah.
Now like, I do feel like I need to qualify. I don't think that I'm an expert. I do things by instinct.
That's what makes a true expert. Now, okay. Cool up. I wanted you to have your own show called Keeping It Cozy with Cool Up. And she said, I don't want to. Because she has other things she wants to do with her life. That's fine. But I feel like some people for whom it comes naturally, like, you know, I'm thinking about Coco Chanel, you know, she's not going around saying I'm not an expert, like, because I am like going from the
easy
from. Yeah. Often the things that come the easiest are the ones we are just meant to do. So what I'm thinking when you're saying landscape, Kulap, is I'm imagining like in the Victorian times when they would landscape, let's say, a British garden, and they want some of it to be wild and some of it to look like they've just found it. Like, it's not overly done. And is that something that you bring to your tablescapes, like a sense of like ease and a relaxed nature to it?
Yes, that is generally my style. I think our mutual friend Tiffany Gabris does a great job of, she's a maximalist. And so hers is like, her style is like a Mad Hatter's table.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow. And she's more. Yes, absolutely. And she's going to have goblets, multiple flower arrangements. She's going to have mismatched china. I mean, that her style, I really appreciate. It's just not necessarily mine. But I, you know, for me, when the holidays come, Tiffany Gabris is somebody that I'm looking at, and like, you know, a peacock feather here, a plume of something
Ooh,
else over
a
there.
Plume. Yes.
Oh, she is. Yeah, she is. You
go
know,
big or go home.
Antoinette. Yes. 100%.
See, here's where I think I'm limited. And just to talk about, and I know I'm a learner here, but I have scaped a table or two.
Sure.
Okay. And I have.
She doth protest too much.
Now I'm not. I am.
This is
only
hard for June. This is hard.
It is.
God,
not a position I like being in.
Yeah, that's why it's the best thing for you to do. Like when you go into a gym, you're supposed to do the thing that you least like to do first.
So
this is your triceps.
I will say I was going to be honest about where my, you know, where my blind spots are.
Sure.
So I will scape. I'm only going to scape a table if it's. a special occasion. And I think Cool Up would say the same. But I really only know how to scape a Thanksgiving table. And what I like to do over Thanksgiving is bring the outside in true California living style.
Yes.
Go on a walk with the kids.
Oh, that's nice.
And say, let's pick out some colorful leaves. Yes. And make those outside objects objects d'art, or how you say that.
Okay. And bring them d'art. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jess. And bring those in and just kind of drizzle them, and then candles. That's it. That's all I can do.
Right.
So, you know, I'm interested and curious about when you're talking about, you know, plumes and
do you get a theme? Like,
what else, like, can go on a table?
Where does it begin for you? Like, take Thanksgiving, for instance.
Let's take Thanksgiving. Let's start there. Let's go. Okay, so we're going to have some sort of placemat.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have let's go from the base. Depending on the table and where, like, sometimes I'll tablescape outdoors, sometimes indoors in my house. We're going to have some sort of table covering. Is it a runner?
I love Jess, a runner.
I know you love a French bistro
always.
Type.
Always.
Right? So that white with the blue stripes.
Yes.
It can be that. That's a runner that encompasses the entire length of the table. And you're going to want a little bit of drop on both sides.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Just to give a little bit. Sometimes it's okay to meet at the very end, but I like a nice,
like a drop,
substantial drop.
And
right
this
there,
is more when you're
I know
doing a
no
runner.
No one's asking me, but I also like
if
a drop.
You're doing, okay, of course, everyone knows about the drop. That's like child's play. When you're doing
dude, this
a runner,
is a conversation to the three of us. It's not that anyone is just asking so you.
I know, like, am I on the panel? Am I in the
no, it's like when Cesar Millan like brings the dog in and like the dog, the lead dog has to constantly go up and stare at it in the eyes, you know, until like, I don't know, it submits to like, you know, the second role. Okay. Cool Up's not going to do that. She's sitting in her power right now. Okay. She doesn't ever need to.
Understood.
Okay. You're the one with the problem. Okay, Chihuahua.
It's so funny because I do hear people say that they're afraid of June, and I don't have fear of June.
Thank you.
It is pure delight. And yeah,
that's because you're her Dick Cheney. We already talked about that.
Yes, that's because a lot of times I do your bidding, Cool Up. Okay, they don't know they should be scared of you.
That's right. That's right. Cool Up's like, ooh, you know.
She is the most beautiful and powerful human shield.
That's right. Anyway, but let me talk to you about runner instead of tablecloth. Because with a runner, I'm thinking, oh, that's a more casual thing. But is that not true? Can you still do a really dressy table with a runner?
I absolutely could do a dressy table. And I'm usually going to do a runner because my table is so beautiful, for instance, right? Like the base table is so gorgeous.
But you don't want to cover it up.
Yeah, maybe for Thanksgiving, especially if I've got a great wood table, it kind of will probably... I tend to lean towards a woodland, woodsy,
me too,
earthy vibe. That's sort of my with jewelry, and the jewelry will be, you know, candlestick holders, candelabras, and stuff like that.
Candelabra. Wow, we're calling that jewelry.
Oh. A little bit of bling. I like a little. So it's earthy bling, kind of, with some bling. Just to, I like using golds and metals next to, let's say, you know, on my Thanksgiving table, motifs of.
It's not funny. I'm taking notes. I'm going to get an A on this test.
Yes. Pumpkins, right? Different size pumpkins.
Yeah,
we got little pumpkins, we got big pumpkins, right?
Right.
And so,
right.
And then those will be sort of, I've got levels of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. So
yeah, let's slow down.
So we have a runner, or we have I love a tablecloth. I think that a tablecloth's great.
Cuz they've sort of gone out of fashion, I felt like.
Yeah, can I pipe in here for a second?
I guess.
Why do you keep asking?
I guess. Okay, what? This better be good.
I don't like tablecloths.
Why is that, Jen?
It feels
too stuffy for you?
It feels too stuffy for me. Mm-hmm. I want to let the table breathe. I want to let the table do its thing. I don't like, and I also, I get worried about spilling on it.
Right. Right. But that is, that's to help. I mean, that's its purpose. Is to
right.
Be,
right. You know. And I guess I just don't know. Like, I like a tablecloth over a cocktail table or something like that. But mm-hmm. I don't love.
I think it's a little more old fashioned.
It's a little seems fashion a little reminds more me of like my mom's dining room table.
That's right. Sure. But it may be coming back. You also don't know these things go. Would you say the tablecloth has gone out of fashion, Kulap, or is it come?
I would say it reminds me of wearing stockings.
Sure.
Sure. Legs. Yeah.
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 Which, by the way, I wish they would bring back because my legs aren't that good.
I have some varicose.
You miss
stains.
A little end cap at a grocery store just filled with eggs filled
cap.
With legs.
Yes. Yes. Oh, an egg cap. Oh, my God.
You know, an end cap of eggs.
Yes. What happened to those? I still like a black opaque tight.
Gorgeous
with an outfit, you know.
It's a gorgeous look.
Stockings are, they are back in. In London, they were very much in. They never go out of fashion there because you can't bare your legs. So you're always in a cool patterned tight. Like a polka dot tight is in. Like
that's fun.
Black with a polka dot, you know. Again, we don't all have June's legs, so.
That's true. Okay. If there's a series, if there's anything I can teach about that.
God, okay. Fine.
Go ahead, cool up. So what tablecloths do you have?
I have, sometimes I'll have like a burlap. I have a burlap.
Okay, I hear that.
That's pretty.
Because we're talking about textures, right? It's depending on, you know, much like my skincare. I'm a painter and I need to have a lot of paints in my box, okay? So What am I vibing? Like, what am I feeling? And sometimes I want a burlap. I want part of that natural. I have a plain white. For Christmas, I have a really fun one from William Sonoma that is Santa and reindeer and a cityscape.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, that's
with like
really,
twinkly lights.
That's fun.
Because I want it for Christmas. That's when, like, that is the highest drama. For me, that's where I want to take you someplace.
And it's nighttime. A lot of times that Christmas dinner is a nighttime
that's
event,
right. That's
you know,
right.
And also there's a childish quality to it, mm-hmm. too, a magic. And if you're going, let's say, wild on a tablecloth, you're going to keep it more neutral when it comes to your plates and your chargers and everything. Is it because it isn't like it is like with an outfit, you have to take one thing off.
I wish, absolutely, and I do. I generally do keep pretty neutral with my plateware. Look, I want to live in a world where I have more plates, but I pretty much just use the same set I have. And then for more personality, my platters look a little different.
I understand. You know. It's like what they always say about designing a room: like keep neutral, you know, work with your neutrals, and then bring in your pops.
That's true.
You know, your pops of color. So I love a white plate.
Yeah. Well, so does Ina. Ina always says it's better on a white plate. But I also love the idea. I have the most gorgeous china, wedding china. Mm. And I do love the idea of using it in the everyday.
Oh, I think you should.
1,000%.
Like, why don't I just take it all out? My mother right now is listening to this and having a heart attack.
Jessica,
because she's already saying
1,000%.
I'm not. It's the most beautiful Royal Copenhagen.
Yes. Yes.
Why am I not eating on it every day?
I do not believe in fancy china. I don't believe in fancy cups.
Fuck it. I'm getting it out.
Bring it out.
Get it out. Bring it out. I'm bringing it out.
Bring it out.
The only thing is, you know, you can't throw them in the dishwasher. So it's as much as you want to hand wash. But you should bring it out more often than none.
And cool up. I don't know where you net out on...
This is aggressive finger pointing right now.
Yeah, with the nail still intact, thank God.
I don't know where you net out on like, I never know if I'm saying this right. We've talked about it before, Jessica. The Spode variety of plateware and glassware.
Is that what just has
Christmas?
The border?
Yes.
Are you talking about? Yes. Okay.
Yes. So you have those cool up, right?
I don't have those. I know a Mr. Paul Scheer and a Casey Wilson love Spode.
Huge Spode fans and advocates, you know. And,
yeah.
But the trouble is, and I've gotten into a lot of trouble with Mr. is that you cannot put it in the dishwasher.
No.
And I have said over and over, I don't want anything in my life that I can't put in the dishwasher.
That is tough.
Yeah,
and
Paul has paid.
I
Paul
hold.
Has paid.
And he's paid handsomely. But I will say for all those people out there who are listening and thinking like, and it's a lovely, I think that's a lovely Christmas gift to get yourself every year. It's just a piece of spode.
Yeah, you like a table setting, because I mean, a place setting, because they're very expensive. But if you do one at a time
and start to build your collection.
And listen, it's rare that one has more than eight people over unless you're Kulop, you know, because like, God damn it, family shows up and that's a, you know, minimum.
Yeah, 32 there's eight people like living there right now.
So that's just the people who are residing.
Like during a Christmas party, I never don't get lost upstairs in Kulop's house, open a bedroom and see four people in it that are just like like bundled on a bed watching Netflix. I'm like, who are those people? But anyway, but yeah, you don't have to have much. I do think too that China, and I fought my mother on registering for China. And because I was like, that's the old way. Who cares? I'm so glad I did it because I never would have bought it for myself. But also, it's such an heirloom item and it's such a wonderful thing to incorporate your ancestors. You know, my mother's China will become my China and it loves each other. My China loves my mother's China. We've already put it together.
What are you saying? They're speaking. They have.
They coordinate.
Yeah, they look up on the wall and need to sort of all speak to each other. So what kind of conversation are they having?
Mine is more minimal. They're both blue and white. Mine is more minimal. And my mother's is the Monahagan, I think it's called.
I'd love to see Escape with that intergenerational.
It's gorgeous.
Intergenerational Escape.
The China that I have is from my mother-in-law's, but actually she gave it to me, but I think it's my father-in-law's aunt's. And it's pretty minimal. It's white with gold trim.
That's just gorgeous.
That's beautiful.
And that's wonderful to bring out for the holidays. And also she gifted me cutlery and... And it's in this beautiful wood case.
I remember you had it out and you were doing a little Downton Abbey polishing. That's right.
With the Brasso.
Yes. Because you have to polish it.
Yeah, I got to polish it. But that's also wonderful to bring out during the holidays. I think it just to speak to, first of all, it's gorgeous. It's brass with like wooden handles. You can't put that in the dishwasher either. But it looks amazing on the table. And that's to me, like that's jewelry. Like that's jewelry. The night. And that next to I will. I like to have volume in the middle. I mean, you want to be able to see across, but sometimes. Yes. Because you want to conversate, but sometimes it's a little drama's nice. And I have a lot of olive trees in my yard. And sometimes, you know, I'll cut branches, put that in a big vase and that centerpiece. You mix that natural with the metal. It gives a, you know, a lived in kind of, but yet special
and intentional. And I do think that specialness is like, I'm thinking now about all of the holidays and how much a table setting cued, like we don't do this all the time and that's exciting, and all the kids had their own little Beatrix Potter china for kids. That is a beautiful thing to do.
That's very special. So aside from like the centerpiece, which you can go, you know, nuts with, there's how do you wrap your silverware? There's so many ways to lay. By the way, guys, love a cloth napkin every day.
So does
I do a cloth napkin every day.
I love a cloth napkin. And so sometimes
it's sustainable.
Where do you guys get your napkins from?
West Elm. I've got West Elm.
It's a great spot. Okay.
Yeah.
And now you guys are doing a lot of laundry then.
Yeah.
Yes, but think about how sustainable often you're throwing away. Yeah.
No, it's absolutely the right call. And it's so beautiful to set. Yeah, and do you guys sit down to a set table every night? Because that was a big thing in my house. Yes. I haven't done it here. I mean, we have atrocious habits from the pandemic. Phoebe, I think, forgot how to use cutlery. No joke.
I do like sitting down together with a set table.
And you set it. So somebody sets the table. That's their like chore.
Yes, unfortunately, that person's usually me. They're more responsible for clearing it off.
Okay,
that's
got it.
Great.
Yeah. So, but I will set the table. Now I'm not doing Escape.
No, no, not it. Not
it. It's. I'm not doing it on the daily. Like that's no. It's a lot. Because who's gonna like, you know? I know various ways of how to wrap cutlery in napkins because my mom owned a restaurant.
Oh,
and then
yes.
I've picked up some stuff. What can be extra is, you know, napkin rings. I have multiple types of napkin rings. That can pretty. Elevate from, you know, on a special occasion.
May I suggest something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't wait. I haven't done this, but it did occur to me that what I have done is I have purchased a giant from Michael's along the way. I purchased a giant like ball of twine.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like heavy twine.
Yeah.
And boy, has it come in handy to wrap a gift with.
Yep.
But even I'm to tie thinking, up a chicken's legs.
Sure. But I'm just thinking right now, that could be a beautiful twine in a bow. That could be a beautiful napkin wrap.
Oh, For Christmas, I've used twine and put jingle bells on the
oh,
twine.
Oh, God. That's wrapped it. Oh, that's gorgeous. That's
what
so
about
elegant.
Twine and just a piece of, you know, rosemary? Like
yeah, sure.
Like amazing.
And have you ever done kulap? As I know, I've seen Ina do it. Potted herbs on a tablescape.
Yes.
That's beautiful. And that's very French, where people take some herbs and sprinkle it, you know, fresh
very
herbs.
French, too, is to do bowls of fruit on different levels using, you know, like I've put pomegranates and like I have a lot of figurines. So, again, I'm from Minnesota. Can't take the Northwoods out of a girl, even though she's been in California for 20 plus years. So I have a lot of like brass little birds.
Deers.
So those can also live into that world.
This is what I'm talking about, Kulap. I love that. I love those little surprises.
I like it's almost a diorama, not quite. You know,
right.
Like a fantastical terrarium like vibe.
Wow.
And you're grouping them, right?
It's grouping them.
It's important that they're grouped together. You're never going to have like one deer. You want to have three, right? In a group.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Repetition, I think, is like a song. Like it's good to have those
chorus
pieces.
The callback. What are we coming back to?
And I'm not afraid of, you know, I will either make my centerpiece or I'll get florals. I'm not afraid to, you know, help my local community by purchasing expensive florals.
So, Kulap,
sure would you appreciate that act of service?
They really do. They do.
Well, don't. I think that's an important thing.
Sacrifice.
That's right. It's the year of the tiger, and we are brave this year more than ever.
But, you know, for somebody who hasn't done this ever, and I'm talking about myself here because I'm not afraid to be vulnerable in the lifelong learners circuit. But for somebody who's never done it, and I like the idea of don't be afraid to go and get an arrangement right now. What would you say to somebody who's completely new to this? How would you set a simplescape?
Simplescape is a low flower arrangement so you can see over it.
Important.
Are they giving you the vase at the store or you? Do you ever bring a vase there or? What
do they usually bring a vase?
I don't know, guys. I'm telling you, I've never.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
They give
your
you
mother
a vase.
Should not listen to this episode.
She's not. Nothing I'm saying here will be a shock to her. Okay.
They don't give you a vase. I've been known to return a vase because I just have too many. Remember, June, when you went and you opened?
I was so shocked.
Yeah.
The vase closet. Shocked at how many she had. It was really, that's when I first knew. And I'm not afraid to be vulnerable too. I am learning things right now. Cool up. Once you said like diorama and figurines.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I'm thinking to myself right now, actually, I'm having an interesting conversation with myself around like, what about some small frames?
Yes.
Frames?
Yes.
On a table?
Dude, what if in lieu, because we haven't even talked about
in table, lieu of place cards.
Yes, place cards. What if they're photos, beloved photos of the person who will be sitting there instead of writing their name? What if it's pictures of, you know, depending on the theme, right? That could dictate what those pictures are.
Or I'm going to throw out another idea because now the juices are flowing.
Yeah, now the creative juices are flowing.
They really are. Let's say you have a party and you're having, you know, people are having drinks. You're just walking around with a Polaroid and taking like some fun shots of some fun selfies. Now, little does everybody know.
You're going to sprinkle them.
You're going to sprinkle them around the table. That's
cute for like a New Year's Eve.
That's
you know, or a Christmas Eve type of. Oh, that's cute.
Your husband, Mr. has a one of those tiny Fuji Polaroids.
Yes, that would be perfect.
Ready to go.
That's cute.
That's great. Put that put that right on the plate.
That's how you know. Kulop, do you tell people where to sit? Because that's very old school, right?
On holidays, you do. On holidays, I do. Yeah,
you do. Yeah. Okay. So you write out a name card.
Mm-hmm. It's either a name. Yeah, generally a name card. This year, I did two types of name cards that I just got like off of Amazon. One was like craft brown paper, but it also when you folded it, reindeer ears came.
Stop it. I want links to all of this. We're going to have links to all of this because this is really cool.
So to go back, I still can't believe, Jessica, you said you asked to. I bring a face.
See, this is why it's hard for people to be vulnerable. If I was worried about being judged, I'm saying I don't know. I don't think it would look great to go. You know how they give you those ugly glass? So what you're saying is you're going to a florist and you're getting raw materials. You're getting like a dozen roses.
No,
if I do,
if I call like a florist and I will say I want a long centerpiece, I'll give them my budget, I'll say what colors I'm interested in.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll request
this is important information.
Yeah, I'll request usually for the holidays they'll add, you know, not just floral stuff, they'll add like small pears or, you know, like they'll add like more textures. So when I do that, then I build around it. So now I'm adding, you know, pumpkins around it. I'm adding, I'm filling out the space. I'm adding leaves, like June's talking about. I'm adding leaves.
Do you first set the table and then? So you've got your centerpiece. You set the plates and everything, and then you do finish the scape.
I do centerpiece first,
and we build around that,
and then you and I build around that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then kind of play. And it is
like,
so
it's like when you're writing a script, you need to know where are we going?
Yeah. You need your act to break before you. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Before you write the finale.
Yes, then let's back into it to tell this story.
Do you cool up for like Thanksgiving? Is it more of an evergreen theme usually? Or do you ever say to yourself, you know, this Thanksgiving, I'm going Hollywood glamour, or this Thanksgiving, I'm going rustic? Like, do you ever start with that kind of?
Yeah, I'm going to probably always lean rustic for Thanksgiving and a more glamorous Christmas.
But do you do like, I'm going to do an art deco? Like, do you ever?
No, I don't.
You're going more classic. You're going more.
Yeah.
She's a traditionalist when it comes to Christmas.
She is a traditionalist
for sure.
And her cooking as well.
Yeah. I do, the type of cooking that I do is very Alice Waters, right?
God,
like that.
Yes.
That simple. Yeah. Very simple, organic, if possible. Like, I'm not afraid of, I'm not doing French style cooking.
No.
Right? Like, it's
not
going
fussy.
To be very.
It's not fussy, not fussy. But it's real butter and real, you know, cream.
Yes.
And
that's right.
And abundance. So you're going to reflect that.
It's more simple. Yeah, it's certainly more simple. It'll be complex in maybe how long it takes to make, how long it takes to cook. But while if it takes a long time, I'm not also babysitting it the whole time.
Right. Right.
That is sort of how I am with everything.
Now, we're all over the place in this tablescape, but we're just to go back to, because Jessica definitely derailed us with that question about bringing a vase to a florist, but
I'm going to get crucified for this. I get it. You have to make seem smaller to make your own stars shine brighter.
So where for the person who's just, you know, just starting, has never struggled at the table.
Yeah.
You're saying, call the phone. Because this is, by the way, this I am a learner. I would never know to pick up the phone and call a florist. Call the florist, talk to them about what you need. And for this first, table, we're starting with a lower arrangement.
And you said long. And you said long. Like
for Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving, it can be long.
Yeah. Okay. But I think low, like you just, because also it's going to depend on your budget.
Yes.
But say low. And what I generally say, usually I'm going to say for my style, I want a low sort of modern arrangement. And what I mean by that is just there's not necessarily a lot of green. It's really flower forward and usually a lot of the same flower.
Okay. Has anyone ever walked around their neighborhood and just cut a few things from neighbors' trees?
What are you, like, popping into people's rose bushes and, like, saving a dime? Is this you sharpening your pencil again?
Again, here goes me. Here I come, June. Unrelatable. I have quite a bit of trees and flowers at my house. So
she has her
I don't
own
need
greener.
To,
you don't, she doesn't need to hop to over that. People's, like, fences. You know?
Well, because I have lemon and orange trees. And
that's beautiful to do a citrus thing.
To do a bunch of citrus, different bowls of different heights.
Beautiful.
You know, different levels. And then, I mean, just that looks so gorgeous.
When you're really saying simple. Bowls of different heights, are you putting these bowls on like stands, on cake stands? I mean,
I do. I have different, I have cake stands.
She has
I have
many things, Jessica.
I have a lot of host stuff. Like I have a buffet of various, leveled things.
And if you're going to a TJ Maxx Home Goods,
that's a great place to look for stuff.
What are you picking up in your journeys there? What are you looking for that like a new tablescaper could say, I don't have, you have to build your pantry items. I don't have anything. What am I grabbing when I'm there?
Candle holders.
Now
I'm going to say something that I think is important. Again, I haven't been asked, but I'm going to say something I think is important.
No, it's best if we tell her when she can talk.
Okay.
That we want to be clear, especially for newbies, that you don't want scented candles on that table.
God, no. I would pass out and get in a migraine. Absolutely not.
But I know people might think to themselves, like, I'll just run around the house and grab some of my candles. No.
This isn't a Yankee candle situation.
No, it's not. Yeah. And it's any scent has no place on that table as far as I'm concerned.
It's going to conflict with the food.
Yes.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And so when I say candle holders, it can be candlestick holders. Mm-hmm. It can be votives for lights.
That's nice.
It can be platforms for pillar lights.
That's my favorite.
Do you ever do a hurricane? Favorite. You ever do a hurricane lamp?
Oh, I'm not afraid of a hurricane.
My mother loves a hurricane lamp. That's cool, Jess. Yeah. I feel like your house, Jess, that I feel like I've seen those in pictures.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
That feels right for your table, for sure.
Yeah. So that element of fire makes you feel like a hearth, right? That's the feeling we're getting, right? So it's that warmth.
Yep.
You know,
let's
you're gazing.
Share our stories.
That's right.
Yep.
What do you guys say with your haunches, holding our haunches?
Our generous haunches. Yeah. But also people look great in candlelight. And French people know that. I know Inès de la Fressange, she has Parisian chic. She has... always like all of these candles in different stages of burning down that's just lights.
My favorite.
That's gorgeous. Just chic as shit. You know, just light a bunch of candles. Can you just throw a bunch of candlesticks on there?
Absolutely. They're done. Done. Just a bunch of,
different sizes, different levels.
TJ Maxx, garage sales, like there's so many places to get, like, they don't have to match. They can be that's a great sort of gothic bohemian vibe.
Okay, so you're getting the candlesticks and candlesticks holders at TJ Maxx. What else am I looking for? Platters?
I love that we're just sticking at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, that's where I'm not paying top dollar for.
Could
this
be Marshall's
stuff.
Too, right?
Yeah, of course.
Can we go to West Elm? Could we like just stop by to just like window shop at least?
Again, she's brand allegiant. Yeah, okay. Or I mean, in West Elm. But what are we? What else do we need in our arsenal? Linens,
West Elm is a great option.
I didn't know that at all. I'm writing that down.
I hear that H&M has houseware stuff now, too. I haven't checked it out. But, okay. But I mean,
you know who else does? Zara Home.
Ooh, Zara Home.
Zara Home. They have great stores in London. But you can get it online here. But I loved their linens.
To me, it's like hit up all the clearance. Hit up the clearance at Anthropology. Hit up the clearance, you know, everywhere. Like these things, you're building a collection so that... Yeah. Like a painter, when it's time, you have selection.
Yeah.
For your canvas. Your tools for your landscape.
But you're not necessarily staying in all whites or something. Like, this is your time to actually lean into color, would you say?
If that fits your fantasy.
Depending, okay. Like Jessica, I think that you...
I'm so neutral.
Well, and also knowing about your two different types of china, I would like to see, if I may...
Yeah.
I would like to see all white linen, all white, you know, platters, candles.
That's beautiful.
And let the blue and white be the showstopper.
Because blue and white to me is Jessica St. Clair.
It is my mother too.
Jessica St. Clair.
Really?
Like, oh my
even though you
God.
Haven't like seen,
doesn't
even
matter.
Though nobody will ever drive to see my home.
Doesn't matter. You are blue and white.
That's right.
Your navy colors with like
my whole house is
with
that.
With some warmth of neutral.
Love those.
Oh, what's that?
Hula. Love those.
This is just all day.
Who does that?
These are William Sonoma, but this style. Gorgeous. I mean, this is French bistro style, right?
French bistro. You can dress this up.
You can dress this down.
You could put a couple of yellow lemons in a bowl and call it a day.
Oh,
exactly.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Exactly. I have this as a runner as well.
I love that. I have no runners. I don't have any of this stuff, but my new 2022, I want people in my house.
Invite us.
Yeah.
So I would love, I mean, I think a wonderful deep dive challenge for all of our deep divers is to see what your tablescapes look like and post it, tag us, and we will repost. But also, Jessica, I'd love you to have us all over.
I'm going
to. By the way, here's what I'm going to say about my domestic abilities. I will take on tablescaping. And then I'll order food in.
That's it. I don't want to cook. I don't want to cook. Exactly. I'd like to tablescape and I would be consulting Kulap along the way, of course.
And I will be available as well.
Again, why go, you know, if I'm going to buy a Maserati, why am I buying a Honda Civic?
Oh, damn.
Well,
Honestly, sweetie,
I was going to have to be removed from the Zoom.
Whoa, she's going to break another nail with that one.
Yeah. Listen, Honda Civics, Toyota Corollas, Toyota Camrys, they last a lifetime.
They sure do.
And they're classics.
But nobody's going to stop on the street and go, ooh, look at that Honda Civic. I wonder what that person's all about.
It depends on who's driving it. So, Jess, careful, because I will be coming over to that tablescape. And I will be a guest. I would like you to order the food. Do not worry about cooking. And I'm going to say something else. I'd like you to hire someone to clean it up at the end.
Oh, God, I would love that. I'm very anxious. It's so funny. I have a mother who is such a gifted hostess. And to the point where my father, fucking idiot that he is, will invite everyone for a lobster dinner at 4 p.m. And my mother's got to throw it together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And wow. God knows she can.
And she can.
That's terrifying to me.
She can. A lobster dinner. How dare she? But she has all of these talents, and I have zero of them. So that's why I am studying. Now, my mother isn't here. Kulap is closer. Mm-hmm. But you see how I study you on Instagram.
Yes, I do study you. I do see it.
I write questions of where did you get that? What are you cooking with that? That's an interesting take, you know, and then you try to help me. And I appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. Platters are great.
Okay.
Boards are great.
Boards.
Wood boards are great.
Mm. Cutting boards are not just, these are boards you don't use to cut things on. These are just platters to like serve. Okay.
But you can cut cheese on it, for like cheese plates and such.
Okay.
Those are great. thinking about levels is nice. So everything isn't flat, that's something to think about. But to the challenge that June gave to your deep divers, like, start first with like what you have. I bet you have everything you need.
Oh, I think that's if there's one lesson I want to impart, I want to really piggyback on that. We all have everything we already need. But it's such a good point, Kulap.
And
And if you have paper napkins, great. That's do something fun with paper towels. You know, let's expand our minds. I also think that, again, nobody's asked, but something that I think is so important to realize is your guests will be delighted at the effort and the take and the surprise, no matter what is on that table.
It's true. Yeah. It's just, I went to a work dinner, and I love in London, all of your dining room table is in your kitchen. It is in
mine
the heart.
Mine is.
Your dining room, like where you would have eight people. Okay.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And I love that. And also inviting people over in London and Europe in general, I think, is Sunday lunch is a 5-hour affair. And it's always a mix of people. It's always like, you're never being invited over with people you know well. So it's
hard for me. I do love the idea of that.
It makes me nervous.
I
didn't like it at first.
And I want
that's small talk, June. It's a small talk. Lifelong learners.
But it's also, life is so full.
I'm getting
manis and pedis. Falling asleep. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that. This day and age, I want to see my friends.
100% I'm not doing any kind of salons over here. But what I do love is that they will order just like Indian food. That's a wonderful option.
Ooh, that's great. That's
wonderful option. And then you can kind of like splash out on some side dishes you would never try, or order on your own.
Well, Jess, here we go. Let's start it. So we have your beautiful china. You order an Indian food.
Okay.
Right?
I haven't had Indian in a while. This already sounds great.
I love this.
Me.
Okay.
Do you have placemats?
No.
What's your table? What's your table situation?
I don't have placemats.
Kulap. I just have like 600 platters, like from the Portugal. When you go into TJ Maxx, they have the white Portuguese kind of like that. So I have a lot of that.
Great.
But I don't have any good, my silverware has seen better days. Like I don't have any, I don't have any cloth napkins. I would need to purchase some things. I really would.
Cloth napkins, I believe, could be a worthy investment.
I think so. And I don't have a runner. I don't have these.
That's okay. I don't think we
don't need a runner.
No,
we don't have to get a runner. But I would say cloth napkins.
Some neutral,
Just the table we're working with at your house is a wooden table.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty thick.
Yeah, it's like a wooden farmhouse table.
It's beautiful.
But I think a runner might be nice.
Sure, but I don't think we need one.
Okay.
Is it circular or rectangular? Square.
Rectangular.
Rectangular, yeah.
Okay. So if you go to TG Maxx, I bet you could find a great runner for not a lot of money.
Okay. Or Etsy, Cody was saying. She just found big packs of French bistro napkins on Etsy for $20. I love going to Etsy because that's local. Business owners.
I think, if you find some placemats that are great, I think you don't need it for now. I mean, I think let's just go in steps. We don't have to go like berserk.
Yeah. I'm going to say something controversial, Kula, but I'm happy to hash this out with you.
Sure.
I don't love placemats.
I get that. But if you have a beautiful table such as I do, y'all aren't going to fucks with my table.
What's the difference between a placemat and a charger? Do you have both?
I don't have chargers, and that's just you put it plates go on top of the charger.
Okay, basically. But you're never eating on a charger. That's just color.
No, it's just decorative.
But do you do a charger on top of a placemat?
Some people do. Yeah, some do. Absolutely. Layering is a lot of people like layering. Some people put a runner on top of a tablecloth.
Oh, that sounds crazy. Well, that's like the rug on a rug. See, I like that look. In my living room, I have a rug on a rug.
rug on a rug.
Well, you're talking a Cecil rug. You're talking like a Cecil rug or whatever.
Yeah.
I love that look though.
But like your table.
Maybe I haven't found the right placemat.
Yeah, I like a Chili Witch from Crate and Barrel. It's just it's a very neutral.
What is that?
It's a very washable, textured, synthetic.
Chili Witch?
Yeah. I also have it's a synthetic sort of, material.
Okay.
But easily wipeable. We can wipe it down pretty easily. I also have it in doormat too. And they're like all weather.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's Chiliwich. Chili Witch.
Okay, great. And we're going to link these things too somehow. Cody's going to figure that out. Also, interesting, when you're in your travels, is that a nice time to pick up some things? Like I was in San Miguel Allende, Mexico, and I did get some beautiful placemats. Is that a nice place to shop?
So you have placemats.
I don't even know where to begin. Again, I will take pictures of it and you can help me build from there.
Okay.
Okay. But is that a night? Is that a plate? Something you do when you're in your travels, Kulap? Do you pick up a platter or no?
I rarely do that, only because
hard to get home.
If they're breakable stuff, I'm concerned about that. But if I see some fabric, I have a lot of different like fabrics. Maybe I'll pick that up, but rarely. I really do look at clearance a lot.
I love
a lot
that. Of clearance stuff. Let me ask you, why the night before? Why do you feel it's important to set that table the night before?
The thing too, just to give people a little bit context, is that I cook for Thanksgiving, Christmas. Family members do bring stuff, and even with that, what I always do is I have a tight itinerary and schedule.
Oh yeah, as any good chef would, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
So and that with my own things that I need to do. If when is the right time for the oven? For my mother-in-law to make her green bean casserole.
Wow.
Anything that I can get done on the night before, I will get done just to clear out more time to be able to be social while I am.
So you can enjoy yourself. Right.
Yes. So I'm somebody who plans so that I can relax.
Oh, I love that.
And
that, my friend, is... I want to just pause on that.
That's the key to everything.
Yeah. Pause on that. I want to let that just be in the space.
That's the key to everything.
I don't
plan so you can relax.
I don't know that landscape.
I don't know that
tablescape. I'm familiar. I've ever walked.
I want to.
Me too, Jess.
June's experienced it many times. Right now, she's experiencing it through organizing our dear friend Matt McConkie's batch. So it's sort of this.
We're in an Google Excel doc.
We're in Excel Docs. We're in Google Docs.
Google Sheet.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yep.
We're organizing. I have to put, I've already started a bit of an itinerary because I need to see where all those, what do we need to deal with? Let's problem solve now so that it's easier to problem solve later. Right. Yeah. And so it'll be very, very, I'm very organized. And then on the day, I'm usually pretty relaxed because I know I have a handle on the situation. That's my process.
Well, and I think that's everything. I think that's what stops people like myself from hosting because it's very stressful if you don't know how to do it and you're not like an expert. So I guess for people who've never done it, you want to keep it really simple. Like, don't cook.
Yes.
If you're going to work on your tablescape, do not cook because that will be too much for you.
Listen, I'm also somebody who, as I've been able to honestly financially outsource more, I have been more confident in hosting because I bring in, I know I've got vendors who are skilled. Now, the role I like to play is sort of the foreman of the operation.
Surprise, surprise.
Jesus Christ.
So you won't find
before she said foreman, you guys, remember when you said, when she was talking about how she was angry, she sort of did a shimmy with her shoulders.
Like a snake.
She was so comfortable in her body.
Yeah.
And she was like, I like to be a foreman. It was sensual.
The hostess sets the tone. If the hostess is freaking the fuck out, that's why like Julia
child, and a great book to dive into is My Life in France, her autobiography about her time that she lived in Paris, because she hosted so many great dinner parties. And she says, if you fuck that food up, you are not to tell anybody. You just eat it. You're never supposed to say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You're never supposed to apologize. You just eat it.
Wow. I love that.
With a smile on your face, and you learn from it. But you do not apologize. Never apologize. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, the tablescape's not that great. No, 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 no. You are hosting.
I like to say you don't have to get ready if you stay ready. Now, what does that mean?
Okay. I want to say that for a second, too.
Wow. That's means, an aha.
And that has that means generally I only do things that feel good. That's, mm-hmm, again, yeah, repeating that I'm a Taurus. Things that I enjoy. I enjoy the night before to be able to spend that time to make something very beautiful. I like that. That's fun.
Yeah.
On the day, I'm probably not going to have that time. So that's in part. But when my niece took a video of it, where the platters the night before, I'm also prepping platters, and I have post-its on what's going on those platters.
Wow.
Because when it gets busy,
this is Mr. too. Yeah.
And you're talking to somebody, I don't want to have to think back. It's right. Oh, this casserole goes on this. Wow. The prime rib goes on this. And beautiful, it's more time that I can have with my guests.
Loved ones.
That's right. And so it's all by design.
Now, I'm a huge fan of a Google Sheet. You know, I don't even know how to begin. I think that's a place you and I can really vibe out on, cool up, because mm-hmm, I do appreciate a level of organization, and it really scratches an itch for me. And I don't know if you've seen, but there are comments in our,
of course, in our living document. Replied.
And I've replied to those. So just want to update you that we have.
No, Jude and I have
living and breathing, and
we have organized quite a few functions together. A whole volunteer arm of the UCB.
That's right.
We've done many collabs, June.
We really have, and I think our collabs have been really successful because we're each bringing something to the table. And scaping in our own ways. Mm-hmm.
I loved learning all of this. And yes, I would like to dip my toe into the tablescape world. But I'm not afraid, if I'm going to have all the girls over, to say to Kulap, would you mind coming 15 minutes earlier?
I'd love to.
And just put some finishing touches. You know,
I think that's lovely, Jess.
And I think somebody would love to do that. So it's like, don't be afraid if it's not your skill. Don't have that keep you from hosting, because I guarantee you have a friend in your group who is good at it and wouldn't mind at all coming over and seeing what you're working with.
Exactly. I'm going to say an hour to 30 minutes versus 15. I think that's more realistic.
Okay, but that's not too much. Like, Kulap, if someone asked you to show up like an hour early to help with a tablescape, would you mind?
I show up. That's a tenet.
She's going to show up.
She shows up.
I show up.
But let me also say this, Kulap. Now, and Kulap, you might have a different opinions on this, but where I want to empower Jessica is...
See, I'm already out. So I'm already like, I can't do this.
I want you... If Kulap comes over, I'm fine with that. But I also want you to take your own advice, which is to not downplay what you have done and give all of your credit to Kulap or to whoever comes over to that table.
Right.
To just own, even if she helped or
you don't even need to say she helped. You can just say, oh, thank you. What a wonderful table. Thank you.
Thank
you.
That's
a full sentence.
Period. And
I'm not, why I would go a little earlier than 15 is because I would want to help you with the process and show you that you can do it yourself and have it be a pleasurable
experience. See, I'd like that one-on-one
experience.
Yeah, and over then a glass of wine or something.
And then I would film it and make it into a TV show, keeping it cozy with Kulap.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God.
Would it be a hit?
Now, listen, I thought that this conversation was going to be max 20 minutes.
It was an hour.
We've been talking 2 hours. An hour and 20 minutes.
You were also very angry.
I know.
We need to get
I
feel better. You feel better.
I feel a lot better, you know.
Also, I just want to address some of the, there were a couple comments by different deep divers for the Art of Small Talk that said,
why is everyone being so mean to June? I feel bad for her. It was a hard listen. I want people to understand that being mean to each other like this is how we show love.
That's very true.
And it can make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, but I want them to know that this is how we show affection to one another.
Well, also, let me tell you, I know these two women. That's not mean. That, would you hear?
Yeah, you haven't seen.
That ain't mean, baby. This is filled with love and respect. What I can do, what these two can do, trust.
Yes. Trust and believe. Like you haven't trust seen and anything. Believe.
Okay.
It's true. You want to see avoiding out?
Like, you'll know. Like you'll know. If it gets tense, you will know.
You will your know when wig someone will get voids snatched out.
Your eyebrow hair will be singed.
Oh my god. You guys, I truly thank you both. I do feel different, you know, and
yeah,
cool
me
upset.
Too.
I feel changed and I appreciate always being able to show up as I am and have the opportunity for transformation.
That's yeah. Right.
I did learn, you know,
me
and
too.
I'm a reluctant lifelong
I knew
learner.
I would.
I think if I was given an episode where I could simply teach
you every episode of the deep dive is you teaching us all your skills. I god damn it. Do you need any more? Your face is on the head is on a baby. Like it's your show, my friend. Let other people teach us.
Yeah.
Nah. Nah.
It's a texture she doesn't enjoy as much.
Yeah, I just feel. I guess I just feel I have so much to offer too. You know that
I know.
I wish these experiences were more in conversation. You know,
I feel that they are though, Junie. It was you who keeps going. May I say something?
It's like you made it weird, man.
I'm like
you
who's made on it the weird. Dais, you know, and who's in the audience?
Why do we have to have that separation? I thought you wanted a conversation.
That's why I'd like to. Yes. Okay. So I would like to also be up there as somebody. You know, who does do to tablescapes.
This isn't a TED talk. Like, this is conversation.
Well,
anyway,
I will say, Jessica, maybe where I'm struggling is because you did credential yourself in our small talk episode.
And because so I was an expert. And when you come to the table anymore. With something you are an expert at better than any one of our friends, then I will give you that deference. Not a moment sooner. Kulop, thank you. We're going to post some of Kulop's favorite things. Okay.
Yes.
Some of her favorite linens, et cetera. If you have some old posts of your Instagram, I'm going to post them of your various. I can already think of them in my mind.
I hope they're highlighted as a story or something.
No.
But some pictures? No. Do you ever put pictures?
I do. I mean, we'll know that they're around Thanksgiving and Christmas.
So. Okay, we'll get some. We'll get some. And thank you so much, Kulop, for joining us and sharing your gifts with us.
Thank you, Kew. Oh, it was such a delight. I encourage all the deep divers. There's so much overlap with Add to Cart listeners, but please check out Add to Cart with Kulop and Suchin Pak. It's absolutely delightful. And anything else, Kew, you want to plug?
That's it. I have had the best time ever.
We love you so much, Kulop. Thank you for coming back.
Yeah.
You are truly,
a
real
of
friend
craft.
Of the court. Yes.
I mean, love I'm available.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Sorry. It's just Paul.
It's in a mask?
No, he's not in a mask, but he came. He came in. That was very sweet. He came in at a crazy pace.
Yeah, guys.
I got to get this now. Deep divers. He ran in, you guys. He ran in with slippers on.
God,
no one
thank
will ever
you
let us live.
So much, everyone. Deep divers, we love you. Can't wait to see your hashtag tablescapes. And we will see you next week.
Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep. Let's go on the deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica, going deep. How deep can you go? Oh, really deep. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go diving deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica Sinclair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free one-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support the show is to rate and review.
And a huge thank you to Ann Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnnGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more.
We'll see you next time.